By now, you've probably guessed that the thing that Paul was talking to the Corinthians about was love. Love never fails. But if there is one word in the English language that we have distorted, it's the word love. I mean, how many times have we said, I love tacos, or I love chocolate cake, or I love cookies and cream ice cream. We love this movie or this TV show or that brand of clothing or that kind of car. You see, we use the word love to describe our feelings about our favorite things. But is that the love that Paul is talking about here? Is that the love that will never fail? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it's not rude, it's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. That love sounds like so much more than a love for food or a TV show, don't you think? Throughout the Bible, we see how God exemplifies this kind of love for us. God's love for us is beyond our comprehension, and although we might fail from time to time, God never stops loving us. The kind of love that God loves us with is what the Bible refers to as unconditional love, and the Greek word for this kind of love is agape. These words from this scripture, they come to life when we realize just how lost we would be without this agape, without this unconditional love from God. They also come to life when we realize that Paul wrote these words to the Corinthian church nearly 2,000 years ago. He wrote them because there was a pastoral crisis at the church. The church members were refusing to share what they had with the poor. They were also envious of one another's spiritual gifts. They were boasting about their own gifts and seeking recognition for themselves and jockeying for position. They had lost their way. There was no love in what they were doing. They were about to implode. Does that sound like anything anyone can relate to today? And so, Paul wrote to them about the one thing that matters most, love. He said that no matter what they do individually or as a church, it's absolutely worthless garbage if they don't have love. Do you know how the Christian church grew from being just a few ragtag folks with little education to being the largest religion in the world in just a few hundred years? Love. Look how they love one another, people would say. I want to love like that. You see, true unconditional love, transmitted by God through faulty humans, is all that matters, friends. And a church or a ministry, no matter how fancy or expensive or techie they are, it isn't worth anything without love. You see, love is what saves us. Love is what makes us human. Love is what gives us hope. And God wants us to love others the same way that He loves us. God wants us to love others unconditionally. Someone has said that God's ability to love is released in our availability. Think about that. God's ability to love is released in our availability. God wants us to be walking illustrations of His unconditional love. That's the kind of love, friends, that makes change possible. God wants us to love others unconditionally regardless of how they respond to that love. God wants us to love others without setting limits on our love. Unconditional love is rooted in the fact that we forgive others because God has forgiven and forgives us. One of the big pushbacks that I get whenever I start talking about unconditional love and how we need to love others is, what if they don't want my love? And my response is this: God loves people even if they do not respond to His love. I recently came across this story that I think puts a beautiful perspective on just what I mean here. An excerpt from the book Action Speaks Louder Than Verbs by Herb Miller had this story. A man went out to a river for a quiet time meditation one morning. And during his meditation, he noticed that the river was rising, as well as a scorpion that was trapped in the roots of a tree. He tried to release the scorpion, and with every attempt, it drew back its tail, ready to strike. An observer watching this man said, "Don't you know that it's the scorpion's nature to sting?" And the man responded, "Indeed, it may be its nature to sting, but it's my nature to save. Must I change my nature because the scorpion does not change his?" Huh. You see, it's God's nature to love even if His love is rejected. And it's God's will for us to be like Him in that respect. Bishop Michael Curry sheds some more light on this love that God calls us to in his book, Love is the Way. He says this: love is a commitment to seek the good and to work for the good and welfare of others. It doesn't stop at our front door or our neighborhood, our religion or race, or our state or country's border. It often calls us to step outside of what we thought our boundaries were, or what others expect of us. It calls for us to sacrifice, not because doing so feels good, but because it's the right thing to do. What would loving like that look like for you? How would it transform us that are gathered here today? How much love would we have pulsing through our faith community, even while we are apart from each other, if we all made that kind of commitment to love others? How much growth would take place at Crosswinds? How many folks would look and see what this church is doing and say, "Look at how they love. I want to love like that." Before Jesus went to the cross, he spoke to his disciples saying, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And that's what Christianity is all about, friends. Is God's love flowing and alive? Do we care deeply about our neighbors? Are we putting our faith into radical action? Are we feeding the hungry and clothing the naked and giving a cup of cold water to the thirsty? You see, our capacity to flourish as Christians, as the church, and as human beings is only realized to the extent that we are able to live in the love of God, revealed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen.